Now at 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. At 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. And we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. And I don't think I'm ever going to stop right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about an hour, let's just call it the midnight hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. We want to thank immediately Kirsten for filling in last week while I was off on a little work event. I haven't listened to it yet because I'm about to take a very, very, very long driving trip. And so I've been saving it up. So I don't know what she did. I'm very excited to listen. It's been really hard to not listen this week, except for the fact that I've been busy and sick, which you can probably hear in my voice. You are lucky that you didn't end up with the CompuCheck tonight. But you'll hear me go off mic a few times to do this. Things you don't need to hear. So, thank you, Kirsten. And in advance, I'd like to say thank you, DJ Ryan D, for Music Savage, because he's going to fill in next week while I'm still on the road. And he's going to take very good care of you. I love how excited he gets about subbing for the show. All of them. All the great subs we have here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, they all get very excited. It's a beautiful thing. Continue to hold on tight for the Radio Obituary Retrospective poll, because Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., your titular head of research, boy, is he ready to poll you. But the rest of the staff is not. It's been busy. It's been sick. There's a lot of extra minutia this year, let me tell you. Our director of minutia, Bob Cohen, he has been working feverishly on the poll But I think we did like 18 times the normal number of obits this year, even with me not being here. How that happened, I don't know. But somehow it did. So you're going to be polled and polled a lot when the Radio Obituary retrospective poll finally makes it to you. So let's see here. So next week is Ryan. The week after should be the Radio Obituary retrospective. I should be looking at a calendar right now as I say these things, because does that mean that it's already? Oh, it couldn't already. No. No, it can't. It won't. Oh my goodness, I think it is. So yes, next week I'll be gone. Ryan will be here the week after. Should be the Radio Obituary retrospective. That would be December 1st. Oh good. Whew. The week following, who the heck knows what it's going to be? Could end up being the Radio Obituary retrospective, but you know, we'll talk about that later. The week after that, though, December 15th, it's the Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib, and January Fairy's going to be here. She and I are even going to caucus on Monday. Make some big plans. So that's very exciting. Then I'm probably going to be out on the 22nd and 29th. We'll see what happens there. We'll come back into December, where the bee's knees will be January the 12th. And that's all we're going to talk about for now on the big calendar. So, all that being said, I didn't know what to do tonight. Like I said, busy, sick. So what do? I ask our titular head of research what the topic of the evening might ought to be. And I guess he was feeling a little snacky today, as frequently he does during any episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Peanuts! Hey! Anybody want to buy peanuts today? Hot peanuts! What's in?
Peanuts! Peanuts! Hot peanuts! What's in?
The peanut vendor man is coming by with peanuts made for you.
When you're in a certain mood for a certain kind of food, nothing else will satisfy. Like if you're hankering for pie, I'm not hankering for pie. I like a certain soup a lot. I like to make a giant pot. I hope you'll soon be thanking me. I'm giving you the recipe. 4 tablespoons of peanut oil, 3 cups sweet onions chopped, 2 teaspoons of grated ginger, six celery stalks sliced, 2 cups of water, her vegetables stock, 5 cups of sliced mushrooms, 1 teaspoon cayenne, 1 teaspoon of salt, 4 bay leaves, but it's okay if you don't have them. I once left them out by accident, nobody found fault. 8 cups tomato puree, 1 jar of peanut butter smooth,
16 ounces.
The secret ingredient is 2 cakes of firm tofu, cut into cute little cubes.
But first press some of the liquid out, you'll dig this soup, I have no doubt.
Sauté the onions and the ginger in the oil for 8 minutes. Add the celery, sauté 8 more. Stir in the mushrooms, cover. Cook for 20 minutes. Mushrooms are a vegetable I adore. Stir in the cayenne, salt, and bay leaves.
If you got
them. Add the puree and the stock or water. Simmer covered for 30 minutes. Now you're gonna stir in that whole jar of smooth peanut butter. Finally add the cubes of tofu. Simmer 40 minutes on low heat so it don't burn.
Don't burn.
A bottle of white, bottle of red, sourdough bread. Oh, the compliments you're about to earn. It's a variation on the Moosewood Cookbook. The Moosewood Restaurant in Ithaca, New York. Been in business for more than 40 years. They are the home of the happy spoon and the happy fork. But please don't mention the tofu to children.
Don't tell them, don't tell them.
Or any paranoid right-wing group.
Don't tell them either.
The best thing to call it to get them to be not afraid to try it is peanut butter soup, peanut butter soup. Peanut butter, peanut butter, peanut butter. Peanut butter soup is non-dairy. Packs a lot of protein.
You need protein.
This soup is what you might call high-end post-hippie cuisine. When you're in a certain mood.
Peanut butter.
For a certain kind of food.
Peanut butter.
Nothing else will satisfy.
Peanut butter.
Like if you're hankering for pie.
I'm not hankering for pie.
I like a certain soup like
peanut butter.
I like to make a giant pie.
Peanut butter.
Now you've got the recipe.
Peanut butter.
I hope you will make some for me.
Peanut butter soup. Peanut butter soup. Peanut butter.
So straight, I look out the window and over the gate. The big fat rabbits are jumping in the grass. Wait till they hear my old shotgun blast. Shotgun boogie, I done saw your track. Look out, Mr. Rabbit, when I cock my hammer back. Well, over on the ridge is a scaly bark. Hickory nuts are big, you can see them in the dark. The big fat squirrels, they scratch and they fight. I'll be on that ridge before daylight with the shotgun boogie. All I need is one shot. Look out, bushy tail, tonight you'll be in the pot. Was tall and thin. I asked her what she had. She said a Fox 410. I looked her up and down, said, boy, this is love. So we headed for the brush to shoot a big fat dove. Shotgun boogie, boy, the feathers flew. Look out, Mr. Dove, when she draws a bead on you. I sat down on a log, took her on my lap. She said, wait a minute, bud, you got to see my pap. He's got a 16-gauge choked down like a rifle. He don't like a man that's gonna trifle. Shotgun boogie draws a bead so fine. Look out, big boy, he's loaded all the time. Gentleman order, he said, no brush hunter's gonna get my daughter. He cocked back the hammer right on the spot. When the gun went off, I outrun the shot. Shotgun boogie, I wanted wedding bells. I'll be back, little gal, when your pappy runs out of shells. Speedy West.
I live in a place where the nuts hunt the squirrels. In a place where the nuts hunt the squirrels, haha. It's a beautiful spot where I don't think a lot. And mostly I don't think of girls like you, hoo-ha. I don't think of girls like you. When I think of the traffic and horns and lights that flash and signs that blink and say don't walk and subways that roar and brakes that screech and noisy men drilling holes in the streets, I'm mad for this place where the nuts hunt for squirrels, where the people all smile while they play, ha-ha. And I spend all my time skipping rocks at the ducks, and I don't think of girls like you, hoo-ha. I don't think of girls like you.
You drove me to this, and you know that you did, to the place where the nuts hunt for squirrels, ha-ha. But I couldn't care less, because my life was a mess, so who needs the human race, ha-ha. I don't need the human race.
I don't have any use for girls like you, who tell me what I should say and do, and how I should cut my hair and shave my shoes and shine my face and live like a nut in the human race.
So I'm mad for this place where the nuts hunt the squirrels, and it's here I shall always remain. Ha ha! It's here I shall always remain. But there's just one complaint I've had so far. They're trying to drive me sane. They're trying to drive me sane. Oh, they're trying to drive me sane. Ha ha. They're trying to drive me sane. They're trying to drive me sane. Oh, they're trying to drive me sane. They're trying to drive me sane.
Peanuts, salted peanuts, get them hot. Eat a lot. Fresh roasted salty. Crispy, crunchy peanuts. They're so delicious, I'm telling you, Jack. You find a pack of things snack, and that's a fact. That's why, Jack, I really get hot when I've got salt peanuts, salt peanuts. You can never be blue if you chew salt peanuts, salt peanuts. Every time you see me and I have got them, I'm so neat I can't even move. But let me get my hands upon a bag of peanuts, and I get right back in the booth. Everything is all right when I eat salt peanuts, salt peanuts. No, drag, mama, they're in the bag. They're fine, there's never a doubt. That's why I'm singing about what? Those peanuts, salt peanuts. Oh boy, how those boobers knock me out. There's many, many incidents, I'll have you understand. It makes me think the peanut is the best food in the land.
Say, the average person is a square as far as peanuts go.
Yeah, so listen while I hip you cat.
What?
To some jive you ought to know. Now, in the Garden of Eden, there were just two people there.
Uh-huh, Eve, she was a fly chick, but Adam was a square.
Well, the devil dug them ballin', so he took a trip.
Well, to that righteous garden so fine and very hip.
He said, hey, Eve, come over here. I'm stashed up in this tree. I'll give you a pound of used fats if you'll only come with me.
Nay, nay, old man, with all she said, your gold don't really matter.
So Satan is a last resort.
Did what?
Threw a big fat peanut at her. And the whale that swallowed Jonah was a mighty smart old fish.
Yes, he knew that Jonah liked peanuts and they were his favorite fish.
Hey, Roy! Yeah. Wasn't that one old hip chick that fished Moses from the stream?
You mean that fed him some peanut butter and put him right back on the
bagel? There you go. Then there was a guy named Romeo.
I know the cat you mean. He loved a chick named Juliet. They did a balcony scene.
Well, what Romeo liked about this drip was not her sloppy charm.
No, he loved her cause her daddy owned a great big peanut farm.
No drag, daddy's in the bag. Hooray, by Jiminy G, knock out with vitamin D. They're munchy, crumb, crunchy, delicious.
suspicious. Salty, salty, salty nuts.
Says me, darling, go to the store for me. Get some eggs, some bacon, some coffee and some tea. Drive the flivver slowly. Don't bounce it off the ruts. And stop at Kelsey's grocery store and get some salted nuts. For Kelsey's nuts are the sweetest in the town. Kelsey's nuts are the neatest, so crisp, so soft, so brown. Some say they're good when they're cold, but I'll say that they're not. If you want to appreciate Kelsey's nuts, get them while they're hot. Kelsey's nuts, they are sprinkled with salt that cannot be sold. Kelsey's nuts, they are wrinkled, but still they're not too old. In the Sultan's harem, they smoke camels till their butts, and every night they say a prayer for a couple of Kelsey's nuts. For a couple of Kelsey's nuts.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And, yeah, that was nearly the first half hour of the program. Close enough for me. When you commit a gun crime, it's not just you who pays the price, it's your entire family. Gun crimes hit home. It's a public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council. It's always a slightly challenging time of year here at Bubbles in the Think Tank when there's so much travel and special programming and holidays and all the craziness. But just like this past summer when I was out for so stupid long, we have a great, deep bench of subs here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. I want to thank each and every one of them over and over and over from the bottom of my heart. And I also want to thank everybody who donated during the big WMFO donations drive. I do not have a list of you, so I cannot thank you all individually. But I will, as soon as I get the list. Things were technologically challenged this year, you may have noticed. I know you did. But we made it. We made it through. We did well. Especially here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the love flows both ways, you know. And I just want to thank you all for all of the support. But I want to send out a little special thank you. Deviating from the remainder of the program here. I want to send out a little special thank you to Kirsten right now. With a song that... when I first heard it, not only did I start crying, you know, in mere moments, but it made me think of her in a good way. It's a little Jonathan Richman for Kirsten right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'll be a good dog, I promise. Take me. No, don't walk past. Take me home. Yes, I'm the... don't walk past. Yes, I'm the one. Yes, take me home. About my past, you'll never know. On the cage, it says something about San Jose, but that was then. Now let's go. We'll live, we'll play. No, don't walk past. I'm the one for you. The rocks will go to streams. We'll run in the morning, we'll swim in the cold, we'll have a laugh, we'll have our time. Take me home, take me home. I'm the one. No, don't walk past. Take me home.
Yeah. Yeah, hi, Hester. Dr. Peanut calling. Your old chiropractor from a few years back. Long time no speak. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit tipsy. I've had a couple of drinks. What are you doing tonight?
Well, I was trying to get some
work. I gotta take you to this fabulous Japanese joint around the corner from my house. They got sushi and sake that's just out of this world.
Oh, I don't think I can do that tonight. No, I really think I'm gonna stay home tonight.
They got karaoke.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Well, maybe some...
Thanks, but no thanks.
All right, well, let's just do it that way then. Night.
Were two little squirrels who loved to romp and play. They'd run around through the meadows, so happy and so gay. But when the summer was over, they both began to brood. For though the winter was coming, they hadn't any food. And so the papa squirrel went away one day. When he came back that evening, here's what he had to say. Said the mama squirrel to the papa squirrel, "Nuts, nuts to you. It looks like a cold, cold winter, so I brought you a few." Said the mama squirrel to the papa squirrel, "Nuts, nuts for me. We're not gonna starve this winter. How happy we will be. We've got walnuts, chestnuts, all the best nuts, every kind but donuts. Brazil nuts, peanuts, we will see nuts till we really go nuts." Now the papa squirrel and the mama squirrel, Bill and Chew, and she knows that it really loves her since he said nuts to you. Walnuts, chestnuts, all the best nuts, every kind but donuts. Brazil nuts, peanuts, we will see nuts till we really go nuts. Now the papa squirrel and the mama squirrel, Bill and Chew, and she knows that he really loves her since he said nuts to you. Walnuts, chestnuts, donuts, peanuts.
Charlie Nuts. Hard nuts, I've got nuts for sale. Selling one for five, two for ten. If you buy 'em once, you'll buy 'em again. Selling nuts, hard nuts, buy 'em from the peanut man. Nuts, hard nuts, anybody here wanna buy my nuts? Selling nuts, hard nuts, I've got nuts for sale. They tell me your nuts is mighty fine, but I bet your nuts isn't hard as mine. Selling nuts, hard nuts, you buy 'em from the peanut man. Selling nuts, hard nuts, anybody here wanna buy my nuts? Selling nuts, hard nuts, I've got nuts for sale. And they tell me your nuts is mighty small. Best to have small nuts than no nuts at all. Selling nuts, hard nuts, you buy 'em from the peanut man. Look what you can get cheap. Only 5 cents, boys. The hottest nuts in town, selling nuts, hot nuts, you buy 'em from the peanut man. Nuts, hot nuts, anybody here wanna buy my nuts? Selling nuts, hot nuts, I've got nuts for sale. When a hog get hungry, he starts to grunt. When a man get hungry, he starts to hunt for nuts. Hot nuts, you buy 'em from the peanut man, I say. You buy 'em from the peanut man.
Peanut, peanut butter, jelly. Peanut, peanut butter, jelly.
First you dig the peanuts and you dig 'em. You dig 'em, you dig 'em, dig 'em, dig 'em. Then you crush 'em, you crush 'em, you crush 'em, crush 'em, crush 'em. Then you spread 'em, you spread 'em, you spread 'em, spread 'em, spread 'em.
Peanut, peanut butter, jelly. Peanut, peanut butter, jelly.
Then you pick the berries and you pick 'em. You pick 'em, you pick 'em, pick 'em, pick 'em, then you crush 'em, you crush 'em, you crush 'em, crush 'em, crush 'em, then you spread 'em, you spread 'em, you spread 'em, spread 'em, spread 'em.
Peanut, peanut butter, jelly. Peanut, peanut butter, jelly.
Then you bite the sandwich and you bite it, you bite it, you bite it, bite it, bite it, then you munch it. You munch it, you munch it, munch it, munch it, then you swallow, you swallow, you swallow, swallow, swallow.
Thank you. Bikini, bikini.
Hi, it's Vince with Slap Chalking, and look at this.
Now, we're going to do this in real time. Now, it's Vince with ShamWow. You'll be saying wow every time you use
my nuts. Tacos, you're going to love my nuts.
Right there.
You're going to love my nuts. Fettuccine, linguine, martini, bikini. And watch this. You're going to love my nuts.
Camera guy, cut it in half.
You're going to love my nuts.
Cut it in half.
You're going to love my nuts.
This is for the half, the car, the RV.
You're going to love my nuts. Love my nuts.
Camera guy, it just doesn't work. How do you want to work twice as hard? Camera guy, doesn't fit. Doesn't make a mess. Bring it out. You wash. Camera guy, there's your new. That is going to smell. See that?
Salad.
A regular towel doesn't work wet. This one's wet, no dry.
Warren, you're going to be in a great mood all day because you're going to be slapping your troubles away with pickle. You love the pickle. You love salad. You're going to love my nuts.
Follow the camera guy.
One slap, 5 seconds. Two slaps, 4 or 5 seconds. Watch this. One slap, more you do it. 4 or 5 seconds, it's done. Now, watch this. Stop having a boring tuna. Stop having a boring life. You're going to love my nuts. You're going to love my nuts. Breakfast to go. You're going to love my nuts. You're going to have an exciting life now.
And what you can do, you can mix things together. You're going to love this.
All right? Or you can do it on the board, whatever you'd like. Kids can do it.
It's like a shin, it's like a towel, it's like a sponge. Made in Germany. You know the Germans always make good stuff.
It's so easy. One finger. If I can do it with one finger, you guys can do it with your whole hand. You know, not only nuts, what about the pickle?
Olympic divers, they use it as a towel. Look at that, completely dry.
The reason you're going to slap away every day is because you're going to love my nuts.
It acts like a vacuum. See what I'm telling you? And look at this. Where from the drawer in the bottom?
You can't clean it. Open this up. Look at it.
I don't know. It sells itself.
It's hard enough as it is. You don't want to cry anymore. It's worthless. Forget about it. Right, this is making you cry and making me cry. All right, you're going to love my nuts.
You can't do this all day.
Stop throwing your money away. You got to make America skinny again. One slap at a time. Now, here's the deal. When you buy the slap chop, we're going to give you my nuts.
I love this thing.
It's so easy to clean.
You know we can't do this all day.
You're going to love this thing. You're going to love my nuts. You're going to love my nuts. Fettuccine, you're gonna love the martini, bikini, and watch this. Love my nuts. You're gonna get the cream. I can also get the cream back too. For 1995.
Which cream?
Here's how to order.
Call now.
Frenchman, oui, oui.
I like you.
Like the Swiss folk, like to ski. Like politicians, vote. Like a sailor likes the sea. Like a horse likes oats.
Like a monkey likes coconuts. Like a birdie likes seeds. Like a fighter likes pugs. A scientist bugs. A general troops, Mr. Crosby boots. I like you. Like a birdie likes seeds.
like a fighter likes pugs, a scientist bugs, a general troops, Mr. Crosby Boops. I like you.
I wanted to join the circus ever since I was a lad. And when I became of age, here's the first job I ever had. Selling peanuts,
popcorn and Cracker Jack.
Peanuts,
popcorn and Cracker Jack.
I dreamed somehow, some way, I'd move up in the world one day. She was the trapeze artist, the prettiest girl in the show. I fell in love with Gina as I watched her from below. While I was selling
peanuts, popcorn and Cracker Jack,
peanuts,
popcorn and Cracker Jack,
they cheered her and I felt so proud, but I was just a face in the crowd. I wanted so, she never looked my way, and my poor heart kept breaking a little more each day. Selling
peanuts, popcorn and Cracker Jack,
peanuts,
popcorn and Cracker Jack.
Till one night I just went wild, 'cause she looked at me and smiled. So I rushed out to her trailer, longing for her warm embrace. But when I said I loved her, she laughed right in my face. My wanting her is hopeless, like reaching for a star. But I'll stay with the circus just to love her from afar. Selling
peanuts,
at 65, was a sort of Mr. Fix-It at Catherine Gibbs School up in Boston, which was then a secretarial school. They had some resident students and some day students. If anything went wrong, they'd come running to me. Didn't make any difference what it was. I had an apartment, a little suite of rooms down in the basement of one of the buildings. One time it was, about a quarter of 10 at night. I was about ready to turn in and the telephone rang, and there was a kind of quivering female voice, and she said, "Mr. Cobb, will you open a coconut for us?" I said, "Well, where are you?" And she said, "I'm so-and-so on such-and-such a floor." I said, "All right, yes, bring it down. I'll be in the mail room outside my door here, and as you come down, bring along a glass." So I went over into my shop, got my drill and a hacksaw. When she got there, I showed her how to drill out the eyes of the monkey and drain the milk into the glass, the coconut milk. It wasn't very milky, but drained it out and then cut the top off so they could dig the meat out and eat that. And then we saved the bulk of it and made it into a little cup. I told them all about it. Things like that were a lot of fun, but I got too old for that job.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We're cutting a song for technical reasons. So that means we're going to start the radio obituaries a little bit early. Hope you don't mind. Too bad, because it's happening anyway. It's time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. Before we start, though, of course, we want to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. Our initial radio obituary tonight is for Roy Clark, the American singer and musician best known for having hosted Hee Haw from 1969 through 1997. Oh, that's kooky talk. Roy Clark just passed away at 85. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Good.